understand it's your day. Oh, Jacob, my servant, and Israel. And watch what he says. Whom I have chosen. You are chosen. You are feeling what you're feeling because you're chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. I will help you. I will help you. Every single one of these words are prophetic utterances for somebody today that feels so hopeless, that feels so alone, that feels you have no answer to the things you've been dealing with. He's saying, I will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant. And now, Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. This is what I'm going to do. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Is anybody thirsty? Is anybody spiritually hungry? Does anybody want to soak in the presence of God? He says, here comes some water and floods upon dry ground. I will pour my spirit. I will pour my spirit. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings. I need somebody to get ready for the blessings of God. I want somebody to understand your blessing season is today. You've been waiting for a long time. You cried for, you prayed, you worshiped. Let me tell you the blessings of God. I prophesy to you the blessings of God on its way and upon thy offspring. In verse 4, notice the environment. They shall spring up among the grass as willows by the watercourses. You can see our Thrive theme for this year. They shall spring up as among the grass as willows by the watercourses. If you're ready to receive a word of prophecy, I want you to raise your hands right now and say, Lord, don't let me miss it. Don't let me miss it. Let me grab it. Don't let me miss it, God. There's a prophetic word I got to have. I got to have this prophetic word. I got to see it manifest. I got to see the seeds go deep down in my spirit. And I got to watch them grow this year, God. I got to have you. There's no way around it, God. I can't go through what I went through last year without this word. I can't do what I did last year without this word. I need you to speak a prophetic word in my spirit. And let me have faith to receive it as such. Because I want this to be a brand new season in my life. Hey God, and I'm trusting, Lord, that I'll make it through because of what you were about to speak into me this morning. In Jesus' name, if you believe it, clap your hands and you may be seated in the house of the Lord. Thrive. Sister Porter gave me this acronym regarding we decided Thrive, and she sent me a text message saying, taking for T, his, H-I-S for H, revival for R, into for I, various for V, environments. God is going to allow us to take revival, restoring and renewing into various environments. That means everywhere you go, starting with yourself, your expectation is a spirit of renewing and refreshing and revival. That this is not going to be a season of dead life and dead people with dead hopes and dreams. But there's going to be some stirrings that are going to be revived in someone's heart. Somebody's going to put a smile on their face because they're going to feel a stirring in their soul that I'm about to be revived into the plan of God for my life. A restart proverbial button's about to be pressed, and I'm about to be renewed in my excitement about being a child of God. I'm about to show you that I know who I am. I'm about to show this year that every day is a day that the Lord has made, and I am going to rejoice in it. The power of God is going to walk with me. It is the will of God that this would be a year that we would thrive. And we'll say thrive. The word thrive is a verb, but I am not speaking of actions, because most times when we think of actions, we hear the word verb. But I'm also referring to the other thing about verbs, and that is the state of being. Through the years, a lot of our frustrations come because it is us trying to have actions, trying to do things that will cause our lives to be better, that will cause us to advance further and climb higher. We are frustrated because we are trying to do things to get ahead, to do things that will give us an edge, do things that will help us feel that we have earned the right to be, praise God, better than where we were before. And we are frustrated because we can look back and see that our own efforts have not panned out the way we thought that they would. Our intentions have not always gotten the results that we expected. There's some things in our lives that have not worked out. Can I get an amen? Because you look at your life and some things are upside down that you never anticipated. We have frustrations that even now, only being January 19th, our New Year's resolutions, our intense disciplines, and our thoughts strategies have not yet released us from cycles that get repeated again and again. And quite frankly, we're tired of it. That's why I believe we already prayed so hard. There's some people that are sick of tired of being sick and tired of the same old cycles. Quite frankly, we're praying, Lord, we need an answer. Quite frankly, we said, I cannot go through another year that I face this past year. Can anyone attest that I cannot go through what I went through in 19? Someone is wanting to be somebody who is thriving and be someone who is in a state of being that God intended them to be in. Now, I'm not talking about, listen to me, working yourself to death. I'm not talking about trying to be so driven that you lose your integrity and you lose your mind and you lose your sanity in desiring, trying to be well off, wealthy, or recognized. I'm not talking about being so driven you lose your love for God and your pursuit of Him because you are so caught up in defeating temptation rather than seeking ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, rather than setting your affections on things that are above. I am speaking about living in a place where you know that you are no longer striving to be in a better place. You're no longer striving to do, but you are going to realize that it is God operating and planning for you that you can simply be and not try to do. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. That you can simply say, I simply am the righteousness of God, and I don't have to do anything else. I am not. I am. Praise God. That you will no longer strive, but there will be a revelation given to you that God is working on my behalf. And as a result of His work, everyone say His work. as a result of his work, you and I will naturally be healthy. And as a result of natural health, then you will naturally grow and you will develop into something more than you are right now. And ultimately, you are going to prosper and flourish in every area of your life. And again, I'm speaking prophetically to everybody here in this place. When you recognize that God is working, you are going to grow. When you recognize that God, he is, and all he is a way maker, you are going to grow. And you're going to start seeing things in a new light. Someone say amen. What I'm saying is this year will be a year of resting in him. I don't know if this concept has ever been presented to you or realized in your life, but this year I feel led of the Lord to say to you that God wants to put a rest on the inside of you. Hallelujah. God wants you not to allow this to be another year in which you wear yourself out trying to do so much, trying to please so many, trying to strive to obtain things that only God can provide. I don't want this to be a year where you keep on trying to deprive yourself, distract yourself, or even treating your sin like a diet. Starve the bad out of yourself. That has and will continue to wear every single one of us out. You will wear yourself out trying to starve things out of you that only God can do. But you're trying to say it will be a year that I'm realizing it is God's will to change me. It's God's will to provide for me. It's God's will to do a thing I cannot do by myself. I'm turning my eyes off myself and I'm getting my eyes on the one, and his name is Jesus. Get your eyes off of your problems. Get your eyes off of your weakness. Get your eyes off of your headache. And say this year, I'm going to look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help don't come from you. My help don't come from the preacher. My help comes from the Lord. And if I get the help of God, I'm going to thrive like I never thrived before. I'm going to climb some mountains I could not get over before. I'm going over some valleys. I'm going over some rivers. Is there anybody here saying, I'm going to thrive because the Spirit of the living God is going to take over? I'm moving out of the way. Not my will, but thine be done. Oh, come on, somebody. It is the first mentioned principle, and it's found in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And watch what it says in verse 28. It says, and God blessed them. They didn't bless themselves. They didn't set up the environment. It was God that was setting the stage. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon it. He was saying, I am setting you up for success. I need somebody to hear me this morning. It's the first mentioned principle. God is saying, I am the one that's setting you up for success. You're not going to get success by yourself. You're not going to get success trying to fix it your way. You're not going to try to fix it by trying to figure it out by yourself. What you are saying is, I hear a word from the Lord that he is the one that's going to provide for me. And this is what he continues to prove his point in the very next verse 29. He says, how am I going to do it? I'm going to show you how I'm going to do it. Verse 29 says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth. Every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Notice after he gave them their expectation in verse 28, he said, I will be the one that will provide it according to what I'm speaking to you in verse 29. I have given you every herb seed, praise God, is going to bear, in which the fruit of tree yielding seed, if you allow what I have prepared to be what I intended it to be, you won't have to strive in order to see the fruit. You're not going to have to strive in order to thrive. You just say, Lord, let your natural work happen. You cannot walk in the will of God and not be favored. I'm speaking faith to somebody. You can't be faithful and not be favored. You cannot be a worshiper and not be favored. There's some natural things that you naturally do what God's called you to do. Get ready to reproduce. Get ready to thrive. Get ready for some things to change, because God will do what's naturally in his word. And then Jesus shows up in the New Testament, and Jesus says, I am literally the living word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Verse 14, the Bible says, and the word became flesh. And so now the word in the manifestation of Jesus Christ says, I'm going to be a natural fulfillment of what was spoken way back in the beginning. And so John 15, 6, praise God, he shows up in verse 4, and Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same, I said the same, I said the same, bringeth forth much fruit. Without me you can do nothing. What is my expectation? I expect to thrive if Jesus is alive. What is my expectation? You are not going to be able to hold me down, devil. You ain't going to keep me in fear. You're not going to keep me in anxiety. You're not going to keep me in the back. I'm going to thrive in the name of Jesus. My home is going to go higher. My health is going to go further. I'm going to go further because I'm with Jesus. If you're with Jesus, you're going to thrive. If you're with Jesus, you're going to win. Someone clap your hands and shout yeah. Shout yes. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. I don't think that's God's will to cast us off. He says, and men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. That's not what God expects of you and I. He says, if ye abide in me and my words. You're grabbing a hold of a seasonal word in any season. You're looking, you're saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if I'm hearing and abiding in the words, I will ask what I will, and it shall be done unto me. That sounds like thriving to me. That sounds like overcoming to me. That sounds like success to me. That sounds like everything will be all right to me. I can open my mouth and speak the word of God and say, Satan, get thee behind me. I've got a word of prophecy. I know it might be a difficult season, but I heard a word from God. And if I stay in the word, herein is my Father glorified, that I bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. That is his expectation. That's the hype, right? Now listen to the process. That's the excitement. But now here, right now, the process. Joseph was in the will of God. But in chapter 39, verse 1, Joseph in the will of God was brought down. Please, somebody hear me this morning. Joseph was in the will of God, but Joseph was brought down. The devil wants to tell you when you're brought down this year, you're not in the will of God. But I'm prophesying to you the process. So when you enter into that season of process, you can not be deceived by the liar and say something is about to break loose in my life. What would happen if the children of God begin to understand the process? Praise God. Then we would see people that are absolutely crazy, because you might look at their Facebook and see they're going through a storm, but when they get to the house of God, they worship like none other. Let me tell you who they are. They are people who understand the process of how to thrive. And so let me keep on preaching to somebody who's going to wake up and get it this morning. I was brought down to Egypt. I didn't know what was going on. I was sold to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, and I was brought in the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down, and it looks like to everybody else I'm going down, but you don't know my God. I'm trying to prepare somebody that when it looks like you're going down, in reality you're about to go up. I'm prophesying to somebody, because you are going to enter into some down seasons, but God is not a man that he should lie. And God says, if I put that dream in you, I'm going to fulfill that dream for you. Are there any dreamers here this morning? You might have to go down before you go up. But can I show you the process? That while he was going down, verse 39, chapter 39, verse 2, gives that prophetic word to somebody. You're going down, you're brought down. But verse 2 says, I know you're going down, but the Lord was with Joseph. Can I tell somebody that when you face maybe in June or July and you feel like you're going down, I prophesy right now, I tell you in advance, the Lord is with you. Why don't you praise him in advance before you ever get to that season? You're already ready to worship your God. You're already ready to say hallelujah anyhow. You're ready to say, I came in naked, I might die naked, but blessed be the name of the Lord. God is with me. While he was in Egypt, he was a prosperous man. I'm preaching to some saints. They're going to prosper in the middle of messes. You go prosper in the middle of your sickness. You go prosper in the, I'm prophesying to somebody. You go prophesy in the middle of your questions. You might have questions, but keep on blessing your God, because he said, I'm going to prosper you in the house of your enemies. The Bible says, as he was in the house of his master. You can look at your enemy this year and you're going to say, in your house, in your territory, I'm still going to walk as a child of God. Come on, somebody stand up and say it. Say, this year, devil, I might be in your house. I might be in your environment. Things might not look all right. I'm still going to prosper. The hand of God is still going to be upon me. The hand of God is still going to favor me. There ain't nothing you go do that's going to stop me from prospering this year. Watch verse 3. Even the enemy couldn't understand what was going on. His master saw that the Lord was with him. Joseph, you're not with your dad. Joseph, you're not in your homeland. Joseph, you're in a difficult place. How come you're prospering? There's some people here that are in their home. Everything's right, and they got frowns on their faces. And here you are in a difficult place, and yet the hand of God is on your life. Don't you want to be on that side this morning? Don't you remember on that side this year that the enemy start to take note? You got chaos all around you, but somehow, some way, you say the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know what's happening? I'm thriving this year. I'm thriving this year. I'm thriving this year. I'm thriving this year. And Joseph found grace in his sight. It says, and that the Lord made all that he did prosper in his hand. I'm prophesying to somebody that everything you start to put your hands on, as you know, the hand of God is on your... Come on, you gotta start speaking. Yeah. Everything I put my hands on is going to prosper. Everything I speak about is going to prosper. It's going to be different. I know where I was last year. It don't matter. I'm thriving this year. I'm going forward this year. I'm going further this year. The hand of God is on my life. And he found grace in his sight. He served him, and he was made an overseer over all his house. And it came to pass. Yeah, I'm excited about it. Yeah, I'm going to start ruling over stuff that was ruling over me. I said it. I'm going to start ruling over stuff that was ruling over me. He said, I led captivity captive. Things are going to be different for me this year. The Lord bless the Egyptian's house for Jacob's sake. Because of you, your environment's going to be blessed. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? You're going to change your environment. You heard what I said. I'm prophesying it. You're going to be a game changer. You're going to be a thermostat. You are going to change the temperature of your environment out of your words, out of your actions, out of your belief system. Everybody around you is going to prosper. Everybody around you is going to grow. Everybody around you will be influenced in a positive manner. If you believe it, say yes. I can be sold out. And in difficult places this year, and difficult situations this year, but from the Lord's perspective, this is what I want to happen with everything that you're involved in, that in hard places, you still thrive. He didn't know this was his path to get to the palace. He just allowed whatever was in front of him to be the moment to abide in the principles that he knew. I don't know why I'm in Egypt, but I'm not lying with that lady. I'm going to keep my integrity in difficult places. The road to prosper. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. A lot of you have been going through what you've been going through because you are listening to the wrong people. You have people that are not serving God. They don't have your best interest in mind. Your best interest in mind might not always be what feels good. And people in your life are only going to speak to you what you want to hear. But somebody this year needs to hear, I need to hear what God has to say. I might be uncomfortable for a while, but I want to hear what God has to say. And this year will be a year I turn my ears deaf to the lies of the enemy, even if it tickles my ear and make me feel good. I am not listening to the counsel of the ungodly. Some of you need to counsel some people off your Facebook account and say, I'm so tired of your negativity. I'm so tired of your deception. Come on, somebody. I'm so tired of your negativity and your lies and your doubt, but I'm going to hold on to the positive words of God. I tell you what, every last thing going to be all right. I'm tired. I'm hurting, but I have a word of prophecy that some things are going to get better. I'm going to thrive this year. I don't care what you think. I'm going to thrive this year like never before. So two ways. You are going to rest in the Lord. You're not going to stand in the way of sinners. And you're not going to sit in the seat of the scornful. Excuse yourself out of some environments and out of some people's lives. Just excuse yourself and say, you ain't walking where I'm about to walk into. So with all due respect, I got to leave you behind. I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be arrogant. But I'm going somewhere. I'm going to thrive in my mess. Don't feel sorry for me, baby. I'm going to be all right. Don't cry a tear. Don't feel sorry for me. Everything gonna be all right. I might be crying right now, but you don't know like I know. The rest of the word says, weeping may endure for a night, but I tell you, joy is coming. I believe joy is coming. I said, I believe joy is coming. The joy of the Lord is about to spring up in my soul. How am I going to rest in the Lord? Please make it practical. Please just don't hype me up. All right, I'll give it to you. The Bible says, delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on the word of God day and night. I'm not giving you a new formula. When you get in the word of God, that will be the faith that you need. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Let this be a year you are in the house of God like never before. Make up in your mind, you will hear the word of God this year. David's instruction to Solomon, practical teaching. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. He charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth, be strong thereof, show yourself as a man, keep the charge of the Lord thy God, walk in his ways, keep his statutes and his commandments, his judgments, his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that you do, whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word. You know how this year would be different? If we are intentionally allowing God to continue his word in our life. Speak, Lord, for your servants listening. Let your word overflow in my heart. Lift your hands right now and receive that. Lord, let your word continue in my ear. Whatever you say, I take it to heed. How I walk in truth, all my heart, all my mind. You are someone I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from your womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, in Jerusalem whom I have chosen. This verse is so key, and I'm closing. It's not about us. It's about him. His plans will take care of our shortcomings. Don't be afraid this year. Don't hold back this year because of your past. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. Thou Jerusalem. That word is a term of endearment. It literally means you upright one. But the ironic part about it, they weren't upright. This section of scripture is when Judah turned away from God. But the Lord says, you upright one. He's saying, this is how I see you. So if this is how I see you, then this is what I'm going to do to you. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. I'm going to pour something on you. I'm going to pour water on areas that have dried up. I'm going to bring back to life places that feel so lifeless. That's what he's saying. So many people have found themselves so dried up. No feeling. No emotion. No drive. No passion. No belief they can thrive. No belief that things are going to get better. can't produce. I kept on failing. I don't feel any value. I try till it feels like I can't try anymore. I've given to where I can't feel like I can't even give anymore. So now I made efforts and failed. I pour out my heart. I've dried up. So many disappointments. It's here. You're a candidate. You're the one he's looking at. You're the one he's talking to. Water is something that refreshes. Water is something that renews, restores, and cleanses. We know that even the scent of water on a cut down stump has the hope to thrive again. I'm praying right now, so I want to raise your hands and you will grab a hold of this word and say, I want that refreshing, God. Pour that water on my spirit, Jesus. Give me an expectation that you will refill me with something that will give me rest when I've been tired, when I've been weak, when I had no answer. And Jesus is saying, I will spring up among the grass as willows by the watercourses. I know it's desolate all around you, but look, a tree is going to spring up in your life. Look around you, I know it's hopeless, but when I pour my water on you, when I pour my spirit on you, they're going to spring up. You're going to grow abundantly, grow quickly. I want everyone to raise your hands right now. Lord Jesus, I pray over this congregation. Every heart, every individual, every soul. Lord God, as we hear this thing, as we hear this prophetic word, we would be somebody, we would be a people that understand the water you're talking about. Is your spirit. You want to give us life. You want to give us hope. So now we reach out to you. We, oh God, won't lower our expectation. We recognize that we are yours. And Lord God, you're going to pour water on us. And we will have a refreshed and renewed spirit this year. And naturally, we're going to thrive. In Jesus' name. Naturally. We're going to win in Jesus' name. Naturally, we're going to smile in Jesus' name. Naturally, we're going to have the energy, the passion, the tenacity, the mindset. Naturally, pour out your spirit and things are going to be different. Naturally, oh God, we're going to thrive like never before. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just for a moment, just worship him for the word. Just for a moment, worship him for the word. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rejoice, son. Hallelujah, we rejoice. Hallelujah, we rejoice. Hallelujah, we rejoice. Oh God, people are going to thrive. Oh God, people are going to hear the word of prophecy. Oh God, you're going to encourage, uplift, and change, and challenge. Oh, you're going to rest. You're going to rest. You're going to rest. You're going to find rest. You're going to find strength. You're going to find it in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I speak it over every heart that's tired. Over every heart that's weary. You're doing it right now, Jesus. You're moving. Rest the Lord.
You know my.